This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I think
we're alone now is banging around inside of my head, but I know we aren't. As a matter of fact, even if we were, if it was just the four of us, wouldn't it be fun? We are committed, however, to your success, and success means good conversation, information, things you can believe in. From Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen has had our controls. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Welcome to another Wednesday hour. Wednesday, October the 9th is upon us right now. In this hour, we have focus on what's going on with the Trumpsters and whoever you think the good guys and the bad guys are. Are there winners and losers here? Well, I guess a little early, but we'll work our way through some of the information, including, I just was asking Jennifer about this fellow Gordon Sondland, who at first blush, when I saw that name, I was thinking, well, this is interesting. Maybe he lives in Jennifer's neighborhood in Sunderland. But it's an L instead of a U.
I kept saying that yesterday. He's Mr.
Yes,
Sunderland.
I'm sure he is. Yes, right. All right, so what's going on, Jennifer?
Okay, well, we could start with Gordon Sondland, since you'd like to know about him. He is the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. And Adam Schiff and the House Intelligence Committee, the House Intel Committee, had asked him to come and testify yesterday as part of their impeachment probe into Trump. Now, Sondland has had nothing but great things to say about Trump, and that he actually, his text messages were leaked where he said no quid pro quo.
All right, hold on a second. Is that me, Kara, or is that Jennifer?
No, that's yeah. Jen.
Jennifer.
The early mornings in California.
All right. So then we maybe need to do a little tweaking on that. If I know you do that quickly. So in the meantime, I think there is reason to believe that there are a lot of things actually that are complicating. I guess the Sondland thing is just another complication in all of this. The original story sticks. That is the business of what the president may or may not have done. What he may or may not have said, whether it's impeachable or it isn't. In the meantime, the business of the people is not being done. So, all right, can we go back to Jennifer with that sort of parlay?
Try that again, Jennifer. She's got to reboot her whole stuff. So
she has to go back to everything.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, Victoria, how's your day going so far?
I'm waiting to hear about this Sondland guy.
I know, this Sondland guy. All right, well, while we're talking about the situation of the government, by the way, just as an explanation for people who, I think it's unfair. I believe to a certain extent, when there's something that happens on the air that may be embarrassing, you just keep going. But in this circumstance, people kind of want to know about technology. And Victoria, you're the sort of our expert in technology. And that doesn't mean you have a set of screwdrivers and a drill gun and you go around and install security cameras.
I could if I had to.
Yeah, I suppose you probably could, yes. But we have a series of very intricate connections. This is the most difficult radio, believe it or not, those of you who are followers of this and have followed me for a long, long time, this is the most difficult radio program technologically to produce in the country because there are so many moving parts. They being, on the outset, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me, all being in different places. Where Kara is a large technical unit just outside of Washington, D.C., that has all of the connections that are necessary to bring us together and make it seem like and feel like we're in the same room. It is a virtual room, but it is subject to the same foibles and technical gaffes, or whatever you want to call them, that you find. You know, when the picture, when you have whatever it is, whatever your source of watching movies, for example, or video, sometimes when the connection goes asunder, at least with me, everything becomes a series of cubicles on the screen. I don't know what they call that, Victoria, when everything kind of breaks up. You just see little boxes and the sound
pixelated.
Stops. Pixelated. Thank you. That's very good, Kara. So that's in essence what happens here in this circumstance when you can't hear what Jennifer is saying or Victoria may be saying or I may be saying. It happens more often with Jennifer because of where she is in outside of Los Angeles, this very hilly area. And it's also an area that doesn't have great technology. It hasn't even, it's sort of down the street from where her father and her business used to be. And it just is a lousy technical reality. So more with Jennifer than anyone else do we find this problem occurs. And it becomes a pain in the arse, as they say. And so that's
the
explanation.
Should we do a quick story update while we're waiting for Jen to give us the
I was going to do the Japan trade deal.
Okay.
Talking about the Trumpsters. We've signed two new trade deals with the Japanese. The president called it a huge victory for American farmers. It sure as hell better be. The purpose of one of the deals is to help restore Japanese market share for farmers, which has been lost to competitors from Australia, Canada, New Zealand, several other countries in Europe. And this is what a lot of people don't realize. The quality of our food, the quality of what we do, in some circumstances, depends on what our international competition is. We are no longer on an island. And that goes for a lot of different things. The question came up after it was announced, how does this new deal compare to the old Trans-Pacific Partnership? Some of the products will have a tougher time processing or accessing the market than they would have under the old agreement, the agricultural products. Butter is an example of that. When we pulled out of the deal last, 2 years ago, I think it was, left market space open for brands like the New Zealand Anchor Butter, Australia's Western Star, they took over. Now, in this new deal, Japan didn't give American butter the same quota that was set under the old agreement, so it won't have the same access to the market that was guaranteed to those foreign brands. This is affecting
dairy farmers. Yeah.
Not good. American rice farmers won't benefit from the new trade deal. It's not like, I mean, who gives their American rice farmers are inconsequential. This is what bugs me about this stuff. The rice farmers.
But these are the major farmers who were listed. It was wheat, rice, soy, and dairy. Those are the big four categories. So,
well, dairy
I didn't
is the most
to be
important.
Honest, I didn't know we even grew rice in America.
Yeah, we don't have it. Other than if you ever fly into Sacramento Airport, you look around, you think you're in
California.
Vietnam.
Yeah,
it's around in the Sacramento area. There's a lot of rice grown, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. It's not a crop that grows well.
I thought maybe in the
soils.
South, like maybe swampy Louisiana, maybe somewhere, southern Mississippi.
Not to my knowledge. I'll stand corrected if somebody's listening down Louisiana and can point out where there's some rice paddies. We'll send in the...
hey, isn't Uncle Ben supposed to... Oh, no, that was the San Francisco treat, right?
Yeah. No, that was Rice-A-Roni.
Rice-A-Roni. Oh, Uncle Ben's was supposed to be from the South, right?
I'm not. Yeah, it may have been. I'll stand corrected, but
I know that
most of the rice is calo. Anyway, the point is that we don't grow as much rice as we do other things that you've enumerated. Dairy is the most important from my perspective as an American family farmer. The rice farmers, Japan's continuing to oppose a 778% tariff on rice. I mean, why the hell do they buy rice from us? They grow it. And they can get it awfully cheap from Cambodia, Vietnam, all those areas that specialize in growing rice. So, let's see. Under this deal, Japan would have imported 70,000 metric tons of American rice with no tariffs, but that's not part of the
deal. That was the old TPP.
Cheese, which is the largest U.S. dairy export to Japan, remains consistent with the old standards, the elimination of tariffs, up to 40% over 15 years. Wheat also matches the old guidelines. Japan will reduce the markup on American wheat by 45%. But the biggest advantage from this deal, the deal goes to beef and pork producers. Now, This is so frustrating because pork exporting is being controlled by the Chinese. You've heard me talk about that before. So this is not a deal that helps the American family farmer. It helps the Chinese. And these are the subtle things that most people don't know where we get screwed around. The beef stuff, back to what we were talking about, it was Monday, I think, of this week, when we were talking about all the beef that's coming into this country from elsewhere. They're not going to know. The Japanese are not going to know where the beef comes from either. And the pork is controlled by this. So this is a bust. It's the beef and pork part of it. And not many people will ask that question because not many people understand or even know what's going on.
The ranchers, I think, do. But, yeah, you're right.
Well, I hope they do.
The average consumer, doesn't really know.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the thing is, there are a lot of comparisons being drawn to this new Japanese deal with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the TPP had, you know, had a lot of flaws. There, Hillary Clinton famously was in with the deal, then she was out, and it just, you know, it was one of those things.
Her husband started it. Bill Clinton, this is all NAFTA, the TPP, a lot of this stuff was all started, whether it was known at NAFTA. Was known. Then there's this. There was the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, CETO. There was the North. What was it? North America. The one that was Europe. I forget. But there were deals. There were three or four of these deals. That were all crafted during the era that Bill Clinton was president. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I think that now, over the next few days, now that this new deal has been, the entire transcript, all of the details have been publicly released. I think
all right,
we're probably
losing
start
you too. So what about Karen?
No,
do we have
we're not.
Are you leaving me?
Fine. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe we can take a commercial break then, huh?
Let's take a commercial break. All right.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Yeah. Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us.
The bar is a friend of mine.
23 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Music news now. And this song, very recognizable, Victoria, the Piano Man. Billy Joel seems to be trending for making good on a promise to a fan. What happened?
Yeah, well, back in August, you know, Billy Joel famously does this incredibly lengthy residency at Madison Square Garden. It's been
going on for years.
It is really cool. It amazes me how many night after night he sells out the Garden. And people are obviously not just seeing him once. They're going back again and again. One super fan, actually back in August, was at one of the shows at the Garden, held up a sign saying, "This is my 100th show." That's dedication. And
wow.
So Billy Joel
saw. That's also money.
It's a lot of money, yeah. So he saw the sign in the audience, and he actually said in front of everyone, "I'm going to buy you the 101st show ticket." And he actually made good on the promise. The fan, who was unfortunately named Dr. Jeff Epstein, says, quote, "He gave us 4 tickets and backstage passes. It was very generous. I've been a fan for over 40 years. And talking about money that he spent, he said realistically he spent between $25,000 and $50,000 on Billy Joel's residency at the Garden alone. And he says he's not done.
A doctor.
I know. He said, "My wife thinks I'm done, but I equate going to the Garden to a Knicks game. Except when you go to a Knicks game, they might lose. They probably will lose. At Billy, I always leave happy because my team always wins." So he is going to keep on spending that cash and putting
that
in Billy Joel's pocket. Yeah, exactly.
I think after 100 shows, maybe Billy could have ponied up, like, I don't know, maybe a couple of more.
Dinner. Yeah, right.
Dinner, exactly. Something. All right, moving on now in music news to the Eagles.
New York Times. Daily News.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
This is a cool story. Following a sold-out trial run that they did in Las Vegas, the Eagles will now take Hotel California on the road in 2020. This is one of those opportunity concerts where you should just take it up. If you've always wanted to see the Eagles, this is it. Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, and Deacon Frey, and Vince Gill performed the classic 1976 album Hotel California in its entirety for the first time September 27th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. They had, Victoria, a 46-piece orchestra and a 22-member choir. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Followed by a greatest hit set after a brief intermission. The Eagles repeated that evening, September 28th and October the 5th. And then starting in February, Victoria, they're going to travel on to Atlanta, New York, Dallas, Houston, San Francisco, and Los Angeles so that everybody around the country can see this, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because the review of the first show they did, they said it was about over 3 hours long, including the intermission. And the review of it was so stellar, I had a feeling that they were probably going to take this elsewhere because it's such an iconic album, and they've never played it from beginning to end, even when it was released in the late 70s. So I think it's a really cool idea. A lot of artists have been doing this, like legacy artists, I call them. I've seen John Fogerty do this with some of his albums. Bruce Springsteen does it from beginning to end. It's a kind of a new trend. But to travel with an orchestra and a choir, that's pretty impressive. So tickets for the 12 concerts are actually going to go on sale Friday, October 18th on Ticketmaster. And so it should be a really fun time if you can catch them if they're in your town.
Absolutely. Good show. All right. It is Music News on the DJV Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Chambers, they gathered for the feast.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in California are going forward with a controversial plan to shut off power to about 800,000 customers to reduce wildfire risk. Pacific Gas and Electric saying blackouts will begin today in 34 counties across northern, central, and coastal California as winds in the area are expected to gust between 40 and 70 miles an hour. And the concern is it could bring down power lines and spark fires in that dry vegetation. A UC Davis Medical Center emergency manager says if there is an outage there, they've got backup power.
Things like the operating room, all of our important refrigerated goods and medications are all on emergency power.
Meanwhile, temperatures are expected to plunge in the next few days across the central U.S., and a snowstorm is expected to drop over a foot of snow from the Rockies to the plains. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The hour now on the DJV program, Wednesday, the 9th of October. Wowie zowie. Tomorrow we can say we're one-third of the way through the month, Jennifer.
Oh, yes, again.
Okay, well, you guys
don't do it to us.
Let's try this. Okay, so, Victoria, what do we have? You had something that was brewing and cooking, so let's get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, a trending story right now is that a second suspect has been arrested in the killing of Joshua Brown. He was the key witness in the murder trial of the former Dallas police officer who went into her neighbor's apartment mistakenly, as she claimed, and shot and killed her 26-year-old neighbor, Botham Jean. Now, this guy, Joshua Brown, was killed 10 days after he testified. He did not want to testify, from all accounts, but he was subpoenaed, and he ended up being the key witness, as he was the actual neighbor who kind of saw what had happened. And so it seemed very suspicious that only 10 days later he was shot dead. But now police are saying that the second suspect has been found and that it was a drug deal gone wrong and that he was killed after an argument with one of three Louisiana men whom he had met in Dallas for a drug purchase. Police identified all three of those men Up until Tuesday, only one of them who had actually been hospitalized was in custody. U.S. Marshals then arrested Michael Mitchell on Tuesday evening in Louisiana. And the alleged drug deal, they said they, after receiving tips, police obtained a search warrant. They recovered 12 pounds of marijuana and 143 grams of THC cartridges. Those are for vaping. And $4,000 in cash in Joshua Brown's apartment. And so it looks like he was shot twice.
Over that?
That's apparently, not... yeah. A conversation between the three escalated into a physical altercation over money during this alleged drug deal. And then Brown shot and wounded Jacarius Mitchell. And then the other guy, Green, shot Brown twice and took his backpack and took the gun as well that he used. And so he died. And
so this is
kind of a whole
becoming
mess.
Becoming kind of sordid. The connection, this guy... is a drug user or a drug... And under the circumstances, obviously, hasn't legalized marijuana.
Well, when you have 12 pounds of weed, you're a dealer. Yeah, you're dealing.
Yeah.
That's not... And 143 grams. Yeah. I mean, either you're Willie Nelson's twin that he never knew about, or you are dealing. So it's 143 grams of THC cartridges for vaping. That's a lot as well. So Maybe this is the reason he didn't want to testify. Maybe he thought the people would be looking into him a little too much, and you know.
How many pounds was it?
12 pounds.
12 pounds. Okay, so I'm doing the math now. According to what I know, a pound at wholesale is worth. I'm sorry, an ounce of it at wholesale per pound. It would.
You
be
know
worth...
the wholesale price of weed.
I certainly
do. I feel like you're like Mr. Hooper, who in your shop on Sesame Street, you're Big Bird, that'll be
We've talked about this before.
What does an ounce cost?
An ounce costs anywhere between $1,400 and $4,000, depending on the quality of it. So
an ounce?
An ounce? I don't think so.
Yes. Yeah, I guarantee you that that's
16 ounces are in a pound. An ounce, I think that your math is off on that.
How much do people smoke? I mean, what goes in? I'm such an idiot. I don't know anything about that.
I don't either. the barrier.
If you go to like a weed store, how much do people buy in a bag?
I don't know. I'm not in that.
I've never been to a dispensary. I don't know.
But let me back up a little.
It can't be that much money because in certain states, like in Colorado, and you can only take like half an ounce to an ounce with you. Or an eighth of an ounce. So.
So let's go back to the original premise of my comment that it isn't legal in Louisiana and some other places, and it is legal elsewhere. So the legality of it bumps up the price. But even so, this even if it was like $400,000 worth of, let's say it's whatever the number is, this guy's life was worth that little.
Yeah.
To these other people, is that what we're saying? It sounds like what we're saying.
Yeah.
And
the legality of it has nothing to
do
with it.
So what was the connection of that, though? Is this a coincidence that he was the person, or is this woman cop? Was she involved in this stuff, too?
I don't know. The police are saying that it appears to be a coincidence. I don't know. She's a cop living below this guy. I don't know. You don't know that he's got this much weed and this kind of stuff going on. You'd smell 12 pounds of weed. I don't know. It seems very weird. And if this is the kind of place that they were all living in, why was she, as a cop, like probably making good money? Why was she living there? Mm-hmm. It seems weird to me. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, that is. All right. More questions than answers. Kind of sounds like Jennifer. The situation in Las Vegas, where there are still more questions than answers that apply to that shootout. What, over a year ago? How long? Two years ago.
Yeah, this month. It was 2017.
Why isn't law enforcement doing its job is my question. Why don't they pull out all the stops to get to the bottom of some of these stories?
That's the sad thing, is they said they did, but, wow.
All right, there is much to... We were yesterday talking about Yom Kippur. Last night at dusk, Jewish folks who believe went on a fast. Today there were services last night for Jewish folks, today, Yom Kippur services, and then they fast through the day, don't work, and then have a big meal as soon as it gets a lot of hungry people. As soon as the sun goes down, let's go have dinner. Today is also National Pet Obesity Day. When your dog starts getting a little bit plump, it's time for more walks, maybe a few less table scraps, sometimes an additional visit to the vet. I had Daisy for her annual checkup, and when I got her, she weighed about 54 or 55 pounds. Put her on the scale. She weighs 60 pounds. And
whoa,
a little tubber, and she doesn't look it. She carries it well because she's very muscular, but so we put her on a diet and see what we can do to get her back down to about 53, 54 pounds. But there are a lot of dogs, bulldogs especially, but there are plenty of breeds. The closer they are to the ground, but more often than my experience anyway, the heavier they might be. So National Pet Obesity Day is aimed at putting a spotlight on the fact that currently more than half of all dogs and cats are fat, overweight. And that's 49 million dogs, 50 million cats. This can lead to serious health issues, but I guess the good news here is that pet obesity can be easily prevented by taking just a couple of precautionary steps. Every year, Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, which is called APOP, conducts a survey on National Pet Obesity Awareness Day, i.e. today, which helps to collect data from all around the country. The information is then used to create a sort of snapshot of the state of pet obesity and to help put together a plan to tackle it. I mean, that's, I think, a little overcooked here. If the dog or cat's fat, you don't feed him as much. You don't have to take a survey to figure that out. But anyway, it's good because there's a consciousness approach to this, which I think is very good, frankly, consciousness. Because sometimes, even like with me, I'm very conscious about Daisy, and I didn't see that she gained the weight because it's a little at a time. So you get, and she still tears around. The other day I had her out in a field that I was reseeding, and that dog, I wish I had to take, I didn't have my iPhone with me, take a video of her tearing around in the dirt. She did it for about 5 or 6 minutes, just ran around in circles. And then stop. And she'd stop, and she'd look at me, and then she'd tear around and run around some more. It was pretty fun. Today is also National Coming Out Day, a celebration of the courage of LGBTQ folks and their allies. There's a group called the Just Peace Players, which is a drama group that performs stories of courage and hope of those people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, or just queer. Was it the other day, Kara, we were talking to somebody, a farmer, a lady who was a farmer in England? No, where was that? Canada. And we were talking about, I forget how I got to it, but she just came out and said she was queer. And I find that it was off-putting for me for a moment, just because I'm not used to having somebody step up to the plate and say, oh, okay, I'm queer. And then we went on with the conversation. It was just
because that word used to be kind of negative.
Yeah, it was.
Not.
Yeah,
it's different.
It used to be very negative. Yeah, it is different. All right, let's get to some sports news. The U.S. women's national team countered payment claims by the U.S. Soccer Federation in court the other day, marking the latest chapter in this equal pay dispute. You ladies following this, folks at home who are interested in soccer, you've been big on this, Victoria. The Soccer Federation is arguing,
following them,
right, that the women's team, they have presented a motion for a class action status in their lawsuit should be denied because they want to bring in more than just their team. They want to bring in women athletes all around, I guess, right? Or,
it's all from the same team. There are 28 players that are signed up to this lawsuit. Four of them, the Soccer Federation they're being horrible about this. And they're saying, this can't be a class action suit because four of the players made more than men on the men's national team. Those four players are Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Carly Lloyd, and Becky Sauerbrunn. And so, but the women's team saying, wait a second, the only reason those four women made more than other people is because they played in many, many more games, they had better success, they were able to earn more in salary and bonuses, and but it's only four of the 28 who even stand out in terms of how much they're making. And so this they said that the math isn't adding up here, that this is another opportunity that the Soccer Federation is trying to take to discredit the women. And so the trial is moving forward, the lawsuit is set for May 5th of next year. And so that's when this will all go down.
Not till May of next year?
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know how long court dates and stuff take. So the Soccer Federation has tried to quietly do this behind closed doors. And good for the women's team. They've said no. Everything that they've been offered has just not been, it's paled in comparison to what the men get. And they're talking about, like, you know, they're not only just being paid less than the men, but they're being denied the same playing, training, and travel conditions. And their games aren't being promoted as much as the men's teams. The sponsorships are kind of being tossed towards the men and not the women. So it's more to it than just the pay.
Yeah. All right, so there's that story. And then the story of Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner, trying to put a smile on the pig here. The NBA apologizing to China, as I think we noted yesterday, for Daryl Morey's tweet supporting what's going on in Hong Kong. The Chinese didn't like it, and they were going to go over and play. Is that still on, that game? This guy, Daryl Morey, is the Houston Rockets.
Sure.
Yeah, I think they are.
I don't follow basketball that much, but yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of a tame retweet of supportive messages about the protests and protests.
Yeah, but you know how China reacts to that kind of stuff.
Right, they have no tolerance.
Yeah, so Twitter they pulled all the sponsorship and the money and everything. This is a big deal to China. They're really taking this to the nth degree.
Well, they cut out, they've eliminated it from any social media platform where it might be seen in China. Then now the Chinese have canceled business deals, pulling exhibition games off their TV. The NBA has got a lot of money invested in China. And this may, just this one thing, this is how thin-skinned the Chinese are, man.
Mm-hmm.
What a pain. So that's the update on that. Unless somebody's got something else to say, it just seems that they live. You know, I suppose, would you say we need to be tolerant of how other people are?
I don't know. When they're writing the book on intolerance, I'm not really sure how that works.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going along with that. Okay, here's some television news. The actor Brendan Gleeson is set to play President Donald Trump opposite Jeff Daniels playing James Comey. CBS has done a miniseries based on Comey's book, I guess, right? The book is called A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. So this guy, you'd know him, you'd recognize him if you saw him. He's an Irish-born actor. He's been in Braveheart and Gangs of New York, and he plays a tough guy. Usually.
He's Alistair Moody in Harry Potter for anyone under 40. But, you know, the interesting thing about him, he also famously played Winston Churchill, and he won the Emmy Award for that, and he was amazing in Into the Storm. So it's interesting to play Winston Churchill and Donald Trump. He's really
all the great leaders.
Wrapped into one. All right, so, Jennifer, what's on television tonight?
All right, tonight, well, I'll be tuning in a baseball action. Oh, boy. Dodgers have to win tonight.
Baseball.
Dodgers versus the
Nationals. Baseball season's over. What are you talking about? Baseball
only for the Red Sox.
Over.
That's on TBS tonight. On the networks, everything is new. Goldberg, Schooled, Modern Family, Single Parents, and Stumptown, all new tonight on ABC. Survivor and SEAL Team, along with SWAT, new on CBS. The CW has a season premiere tonight of Riverdale at 8 o'clock, and they'll be paying tribute to Luke Perry. Shannon Doherty makes a guest appearance at 8 o'clock, followed by their new series, Nancy Drew, at 9. On Fox, The Masked Singer, ladies, I know you like that one, and
Love
their
it.
New show, Almost Family, that's 9 o'clock, and Chicago Night on NBC. Chicago Med at 8, followed by Chicago Fire at 9, and Chicago PD, if you're noticing a trend here, at 10 o'clock. Also, for us ladies that like the wrestling girls, Total Divas premieres tonight on E, so you can check that out at 10 o'clock.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer has stepped aside because she admittedly doesn't know anything about technology. We give all the glory to Victoria Keevan, who's here, to bring us up to date. Those of you who are involved in Medicare ought to listen up because it looks like if you're at Medicare and you have an Apple Watch, things are going to be right rosy for you. Is that true?
Well, it might be an incentive to get an Apple Watch for sure. In a major step in Apple's push to market its Apple Watch as a health and fitness device, a private Medicare insurer is now subsidizing the cost of the watch for its members. If you are a member, now this is a pilot program that's in Florida only at the moment, but this is rolling out nationally. It's called Devoted Health. That's the name of the Medicare Advantage plan. If you are a member there, they will put $150 of quote-unquote wellness bucks towards the cost of an Apple Watch. That will shave off about a third of the price. It's about $399 for the Apple Watch Series 5. Wellness bucks aren't specifically allocated for wearable fitness devices, but they can also go towards fitness classes, weight loss programs, things like that. It's sort of a trend that's just beginning, which I think is a really good trend in prevention. Getting people to move more, getting people to, you know, go to fitness classes and weight loss programs and things like that. We as we often say here, we're just not in a society that prevents. We're just constantly treating. And so a lot of these companies are saying, hey, look, we can save money if we get people on a healthier path. And so Apple has also partnered with insurance companies like Aetna and United Health Care, and their Devoted Health is a Medicare Advantage insurer. That's a private company that covers Medicare benefits for older people. Devoted Health Care is a significant push in the right direction. 20 million Americans already receive care through Medicare Advantage in 2018, and so Apple says, look, you know, we can really push all of these 20 million Americans we can actually push them into a healthier way of living. And so some of Apple Watch's features are actually really useful for the Medicare crowd, and I say that lovingly. Heart rate monitors, fall detection, those are the two biggest perks of the new Apple Watch models. They're also waterproof. You can take them in the shower, which makes it a safety issue, too, for older people if they are in the shower or in the bath and they slip under, the Apple Watch can automatically call 911. And so Apple says they're going to continue to work with insurers in this way to monitor Americans' habits. There are also a lot of companies for non-Medicare people are offering incentives for if you, you know, take a certain number of steps every day, if you wear a Fitbit as opposed to an Apple Watch. And a lot of companies are heading in that direction. So if you are, if you work for an employer, check out their program because they might actually have something that can help get you a discount and, you know, and you can also be healthier.
Clothing company North Face has a new future light high-tech fabric to discuss.
The Geek Out. Winter is coming. The progress in how clothing fits and looks has changed over the years, but also how it performs. Think of Nike's dry fit and moisture wicking fabrics. Now the outdoor clothing giant North Face has rolled out its new Future Light collection. This is a new fabric that uses a proprietary technology called nanospinning, which basically creates a layer of microscopic fibers sandwiched between others that creates breathability while also retaining protection from the outside elements. There's a range of jackets from trail running to skiing that start at $280 and go up from there. North Face's new line of FutureLight outdoor wearables are available now, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Let's open up our doors to yet another exciting story. Tile, the company best known for its lineup of key and luggage tracking Bluetooth fobs, is expanding, Victoria. When
yeah,
I say
so
that, I think fob. What an interesting word that is, a fob.
Yeah. Tile, they started out with basically it looks like a little keychain, and you just keep it so you can keep track of your keys if you lose them. You can keep track of your luggage. You put a little fob onto your luggage so it doesn't get lost in the airport. Now they're expanding. They have a new credit card size Tile Slim. Looks just like a credit card, slides right into your wallet. You can always keep track of your wallet, which is a good thing. And they have a new sticker that is a small little disc, and you can stick it on your laptop, your TV remote, if your house is that big, I guess, a skateboard, a bicycle, whatever. It's only $29.99. It lasts for 3 years on the battery life, and it's actually a really good deal. 99.9% of it is recyclable.
All right, so there we have it. Tech Talk time on the DJV program is 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.